101.9 FM CITR from Chicago, Illinois. That's the Methadones there from the self-titled debut album. The tune you heard there was called Who Am I? Welcome to the show. The time is about 9 minutes past the hour of 12 midnight. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance Is Mine right here on 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. Thank you so much for tuning us in. We'll be with you for the next 2 hours or so, bringing you all the best the world of punk rock has to offer. And of course, as you may have heard, CITR has our third annual fun drive on at the moment. Yes, your opportunity to reach out and help support a very fine a pillar of the campus community, radio community. So you can give us a call at 604-822-8648 or go online to citr.ca. And you can find out how you can help out. Got some great tunes coming up for you tonight. And this first set, we got songs from the likes of Bouncing Souls, Chinese Telephones, Guttermouth, UK Subs, Only Crime, and Death Sentence. First of all, we'll play a tune from the brand new EP by Dead to Me. The tune is called Don't Wanna. This is 101.9 FM, CITR. Is there anything I would say?
You're so rad. 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 more time. Yeah. They should be used for lockdown. Yeah. Should they scream that? Yeah. Look at the bottom of the day. Oh, oh my God. Try to see break. See if I would not. Wow. He can shoot his basket. 2 points. Yeah.
Believe each word, spare the silence, we give. world don't care about no one. You run.
FM CITR, that's Vancouver's own death sentence from the 1984 release Not a Pretty Sight. The tune you heard there was called Live to Die. Only Crime before that from their debut release To the Nines. The tune there was called Pray for Me. UK Subs before that from Another Kind of Blues. The tune there was called World War. Part of that Guttermouth from Live at the Pharmacy. That was a live version of Bruce Lee versus the Kiss Army. The Chinese Telephones before that from their self-titled album. The tune you heard there was called Back to You Again. Bouncing Souls before that from the Hopeless Romantic LP. The tune there was called You're So Rad. And starting off the set were Dead to Me from the brand new EP Little Brother. And the tune you heard there was called Don't Wanna. There you go. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance Is Mine right here on 101.9 FM, CITR, Vancouver. Time is about 25 minutes past the hour of 12 midnight. Thank you so much for tuning us in. As mentioned earlier, we are in the midst of our third annual CITR Fun Drive. As we like to say, CITR is listener-powered radio, and we have long supported the community, and we're asking now for the support of the community. We're trying to raise $15,000 to upgrade the on-air studio and get better equipment and stuff like that. So if you'd like to pitch in and donate some money, we got the phone lines at 604-822-8648, or you can go on to CITR.ca and find out more. Coming up at the top of the hour, 1 o'clock, we will have our weekly spotlight, The Cat's Ass. This week, an excellent punk rock band from the BC area, The Handsome Brothers. We're going to be playing a show next Thursday, as a matter of fact, the 27th of this month. And we're going to be playing about a half hour's worth of their stuff in about a half hour. In the meantime, this next set, we've got tunes from the likes of The Digits, Blitzkid, Randy, Gas Huffer, Dreadful Children, and Youth Brigade. We'll start things off with a band called The Dwarves. The song is Astro Boy. This is 101.9 FM, CITR. Let's go.
Genus, I know. Genus. For some talk is cheap, election is what counts. When it comes to saving animals, to cut down the murder amount. Rather it's hard to see, easy and stop things. It's the pain and suffering, the meaning that she brings. So choose to see, just what they want to see.
One, two, three. technical or baggers are really too much for me.
Hey!
I am not quite one to hate when things are odd and things are bright. When you see and things you know that ain't, suddenly give you an awful fright. What a sight, chase them away, chase them away. I'm afraid, need your aid, been coming some parade.
FM CITR, this Youth Brigade there from the To Sell the Truth LP. Tune you heard there was called Spies for Life. Dreadful Children before that from Seattle, Washington. The album was called Dot to Dot. Tune you heard there was called Elephants. See, prior to that were Gashuffer, another band from Washington State. Janitors of Tomorrow was the name of the album. Dangerous Drifter, the name of the song. Randy before that from You Can't Keep a Good Band Down. The song you heard there was called You Are What You Fight For. Blitzkid before that from the Five Cellars Below LP. The song there was called Genus Unknown. Digits before that from K. Sirhan Sirhan with Turn It Up. And starting off the set with the Dwarves from Blood, Guts, and Pussy. Tune you heard there was called Astro Boy. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance Is Mine right here on 101.9 FM CITR. About 16 minutes shy of 1 o'clock in the morning. Thank you so much for staying tuned. As always, we broadcast from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver. Coming up at the top of the hour will be our weekly spotlight, The Cat's Ass. This week in a punk rock band from Victoria, BC, the alter egos of No Means No, the Handsome Brothers. So do stay tuned for that. It's coming up in about 15 minutes' time. As mentioned earlier, we are in the midst of our third annual CITR Fun Drive. We're trying to raise funds for better equipment and a new on-air studio. So if you'd like to give us a call and make your pledge to support this excellent campus community radio station, you can do so at 822-8648. We've got a few songs left in this show from the likes of AK-47, Shook Ones, and Dead Kennedys. We're just going to play a tune from Christ on a Crutch. The tune is called Punk Business. This is 101.9 FM CITR.
Protect it while we can. That's all there is, and there ain't no more.
Hell, there's a stack of trees for all the nuclear freeze. So he has no chance of got the chance to freeze. Hell, there's an asking name for the minimum wage. So get there up to murder when it sends to the train.
And this hell is up. Hell is up.
On 101.9 FM, CITR from San Francisco, California. That's the Dead Kennedys from the Frankenchrist LP. Tune you here, there was Hell Nation. Part of that, the Shook Ones from Seattle, Washington. The album's called Facetious Folly Feet. And the tune you here was called Virginia Beach Vanity Plate. AK-47 before that from Victoria, BC. Now You'll Know the name of the album. Another Time, the name of the song. And starting off the set were Christ on a Crutch from Spread Your Filth. Tune you here was called Punk Business. There you go. It's about 6 minutes shy of 1 o'clock in the morning. Thank you so much for staying tuned. My name is Trevor, and this is Vengeance is Mine, right here on 101.9 FM, CITR. As you've no doubt heard, we're in the midst of our third annual funding drive, where we're trying to raise $15,000 for such things as a new server for podcasts, a renovation of the on-air studio, better production facilities, better equipment for remote broadcasts, etc., etc. So if you'd like to give us a call and make a donation, we would be most grateful. And you'd be supporting a wonderful campus community radio station. The number is 604-822-8648, or you can go online at citr.ca. We'll be doing this fun drive for about 2 weeks or so, and I think we're just about just over a third of the way to our goal. So thank you so much for everyone who's donated already. Of course, we hope everyone else will pitch in as well. Time now for our weekly spotlight, The Cat's Ass. This week on a punk rock band originally from Victoria, BC, called the Hanson Brothers. They are, of course, the alter egos of No Means No, the punk rock legends from Vancouver Island. The band is going to be playing, actually, before too long, next Thursday, the 27th. They're playing a show at the Anza Club, so you can check them out if you like. In the meantime, sit back and relax for the next hour or so. This is the Hanson Brothers. We're going to start things off with a tune from their debut release, Gross Misconduct. The tune is No Emotion. This is Hanson Brothers, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Yeah. goes, the whistle blows, the pot goes down the ice. The goalie jumps, the players bump, the fans all go insane. Summer roars, Johnny scores, the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game, it's the best game you can name. And the best game you can name, it's the good old hockey game. Dash, escapes a flash, and the whole thing trails behind. They grab the pot, go burst it up, they're down across the line. They storm the geese like bumblebees, and tell them the man and blame. The seals slide, the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game. Well, the good old hockey game, it's the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is a good old hockey game.
Thank you, idiot. Last game in the playoffs, too.
Taking where the hockey players based off down the rink. And the Stanley Cup is all filled up with a chance to win the drink. Now the final flip got the hockey stick. And one gigantic scream. The puck is in, the whole team wins at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game. It's the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is a good old hockey game. The good old hockey game.
We'll be right back. I never will forget it. there would be alright. Just dream of that, it would be alright. Now it's time I took you from me. Now it's time I learned a thing or two. Now it's time I said goodbye to you.
I got it all now. screamer, staring on your mind. Coast to coast, the keys were dreaming, now there's nothing left to say. We're all heading south for the winter, down across the line, down across the line, down across the line. These the final destinations, hoisting up the cup, joining in the celebration. Now there's nothing left to say. We're all heading south for the winter, and we're down across the line, down across the line, down across the line. He's the last Canadian boy in the NHL. He's the last Canadian boy in the NHL. He's the last Canadian boy in the NHL.